So what is the dream to begin with? And basically, it is part of the process of intuition, and intuition is inner teaching. So it's not subject to the normal rules of logic. It's not a normal rational kind of process that you do when you're thinking wide awake. It's not a kind of problem solving, deliberately anyway. It's an unconscious process which occurs when you close your eyes to go to sleep or even just to doze. So the range of dreams is enormous. It could cover everything from very small intuitive promptings that we might get right through the whole range of daydreams, night dreams, nightmares, hallucinations, and I would take it right on through into another dimension, which is hard to name, except we call it spiritual experience. And there's a kind of big overlap between dreaming and spiritual experience as you get deeper into the levels of dreaming.